There's something that you said that was very triggering, you know, about like Japanese people, resilient, and also like the mindset around like how we had to be strong to kind of like build something out of nothing, like kind mm-hmm. of situation, right? Like what that puts us through. And I think something that I notice is like, you know, America, or as much as like, you know, China, like they're all about like a massive production, right? Like a massive, massive production, right? But Japan is like, we have the Kaizen concept. We have mm-hmm. this like, you know, let's find something beautiful in small, like efficiency. Like this is typically Japanese way of thinking. I think a lot of Westerners also find a fascination in. And I never really thought about this from the angle that you were explaining, actually. Maybe it has to do with gratitude, like the way the people are wiring gratitude around that. It's like we're so lean and we're so like in Japan, I'm talking about Japan in general, you know, like we have this like almost kind of like ability to find the beauty in small things.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have a Japanese author, a really bright, really smart person, and that's also quite wise, and I'm really happy to have her here. She authored The Game of Self-Domination, and she's a Japanese startup owner at foreignconnect.org. And today, we're going to be discussing gratitude from two different perspectives, because she was also studying in the US. So I think it's going to be quite an interesting conversation to talk about gratitude from the Japanese culture, and also as a comparison to the American culture. So welcome, Natsune Oki, to the Gratitude Podcast.
Yeah, thank you very much, Georgian, for having me on your show today. I'm really excited.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So let's know a little bit more about you, about your story.
Yes, so as you introduced me, my name is Natsune Oki. I'm an author of the book called The Game of Self-Domination. I am also a show host at Life Up Education TV. I also have a business called Foreign Connect in Tokyo, which is a company. I call myself as a business agent / country manager, like a virtual country manager companies can hire on demand. So any company who wants to break into Japanese market, I will basically coordinate the whole operation here in Japan without you being the present in Japan. And I do that vice versa for Japanese companies. So any company who wants to break into the foreign market, I would do the operation without you having to go to the other country. And basically, I'll just take care of all of that. So that's Foreign Connect. Life Up Education TV is a show, a media channel that I'm developing, which its purpose is to talk about how can we maximize advancement of humanity in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. Because I came to the conclusion that there's no purpose in life. And the purpose of life for me personally is to live it totally. And for me, what does that mean is to really use my life to encourage other people to achieve what they want to achieve in their life. But that comes from my theory that I believe in. I studied economics. So there's this theory from the father of economics, Adam Smith, called Invisible Hand. And basically, mm-hmm. this is a theory to explain that the economy is at the optimal state when there's no government intervention in the operation. So free market is basically what he believed in this theory. And I apply the very same logic, very same theory into society as well, where I think every one of us individually should find something and we should strive in the way we decided to strive in life. And together as a humanity, we come to the greater output. So for me, the purpose of life, I define that I want to encourage other people to pursue whatever they want to pursue according to their term at the maximum level. And together we can create the best possible outcome for the humanity, for the future generation. And I can go a little bit more deeper into it because I usually describe it as Life Up Education TV is a media that talks about how to create maximum contribution and advancement of humanity in the perspective of art and science. So there's more to that, but I'm just going to stop here. Maybe we can get to it later because it's getting a little bit too long. But basically, these are the two major things that I'm doing.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love this vision, and I think it's so powerful when we think about it. It's actually many times we talk about the people that lead us, and usually the political leaders that we have in our countries. But other than that, I believe what you're doing and your vision with this is from the bottom up. Is from the masses of people that once they do things differently and they embrace this vision, the leaders matter less or should actually be on the same wavelength as the population in general. So yeah, I think education is very important. And
And I think another thing about me is because I operate like entrepreneur, like very many time. And this is something I talk about. I guess it's kind of connected to gratitude also. The topic of gratitude is that like entrepreneurship is not about being a top, right? Entrepreneurship is not about being a leader. Well, it is, but it's not about achieving something. Entrepreneurship is about loving the process of failing, loving the process of losing, loving the process of like failing in front of people. Like that comes with entrepreneurship, like oftentimes, right? Because you're the first one who initiates something. And when you love the game, when you love the entrepreneurship, not the trophy, not the fantasy, ideology of like what the entrepreneur, well, lifestyle entrepreneur should be in a current society. Like these are the things that excites me a lot. So, you know, because you mentioned that this is a view of like bottom up rather than like, you know, top bottom. I get it because I operate like entrepreneur where I actually get excited when something is lacking. Like when we are in a position where we lack something, but we strive regardless of our lack is the best condition. Actually, I perform the best. And then also I get excited the most.
Yeah, I think it's something that in my supposition can be rooted in your culture, like in the Japanese culture, the fact that the Japanese people were able to rebuild basically their country after the World War is something amazing, and they were able to do this in the situation in which the challenges were immense. Like it was very, very hard, and many of the resources were lacking. From my knowledge, the fact that it's an island that has some resources, but is reliant on importing other resources that are important. it's something amazing. And I think we can all be inspired by the resilience of the human spirit, and also of the capacity to see those resources that you do have. And I think gratitude is one way in which we can do that ourselves.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Life.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
Yeah, so I think it's something really wonderful that can inspire us all, and I'm really happy that you're here, and that you can share a few of these ideas with us. I'm really curious if you want to share a bit about how gratitude is seen in Japan.
In Japan, so. Actually, I have to give a little bit of thought. I mean, a little bit of minute to give it a thought now.
And especially in comparison to the States, like what have you seen as similarities or differences from a cultural perspective?
Right. So however I describe it, I think there's like very high chance that I would sort of like integrate my personal take of like how I experienced the world, right? But there's something that you said that was very triggering, you know, about like Japanese people resilient, and also like the mindset around like how we had to be strong to kind of like build something out of nothing, like kind of situation, right? Like what that puts us through. And I think something that I notice is like, you know, America, or as much as like, you know, China, like they're all about like a massive production, right? Like a massive, massive production, right? But Japan is like, we have the Kaizen concept. We have this like, you know, let's find something beautiful in small, like efficiency. Like this is typically Japanese way of thinking. I think a lot of Westerners also find a fascination in. And I never really thought about this from the angle that you were explaining, actually. Maybe it has to do with gratitude, like the way the people are wiring gratitude around that. It's like we're so lean, and we're so like in Japan, I'm talking about Japan in general, you know, like we have this like almost kind of like ability to find the beauty in small thing. I really, really... until now, like I didn't think about it that way. So I'm kind of still having like a hard time, like trying to wording them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think, yeah, it might be true. I think, looking back, like I have a lot of different kinds of friends, but a lot of entrepreneur friends as well, in America also. And particularly, I think I have a lot of entrepreneur friends in Japan, in America. And particularly if I look back, I kind of can see that how Japanese people operate versus like how American entrepreneurs operate in that function. So I'll just give you one story. For example, I said America, but this guy is actually from somewhere else. It's actually from Sweden. Mm-hmm. And, his personality is very, very unique, super interesting guy, you know, super super sales guy. Like, he's super good at making sales and everything like that. But I think his way of thinking in that sense is a lot more like Americanized, in a way that, like, you know, he's always like on the go. Like, he's always like, let's go, right? Like, let's make opportunity, talk to more people, like a massive production. Like, that's the way he roll, versus like my way is more like, I do have that. At the same time, I also kind of like almost like slow him down, in a sense that I tell him like, look, even if we lose, even if we fail, like, we're still winning, because we got to live the experience which we wanted to live, which we chose to live. And not everybody get to do that. We are so fortunate that we're doing whatever we want to do in our own term, for example, right?
Yeah.
So I guess in a sense, I can say my way of thinking has slightly more to element of like, let's treat small thing with significance. Let's kind of stop and smell the lows, like, you know, in a cliche saying, and really like finding small thing as happy. Whereas his benchmark of success is always predicated on how much money he makes, or how much material he has, or something like how much he can achieve, right? And there's no right or wrong way here, but I guess in gratitude, like when we talk about gratitude, I think my way typically has more opportunity to find gratitude, even if we fail, right? So maybe that has to do with the culture difference. I didn't notice it until you said it. So I'm still having hard time to like wording them out. This is my first time like getting it out as an idea. So I don't know if I could explain it well.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And I'm really happy that this triggers something in you and you realize this, because it's usually, we're usually doing some things that we are not aware that they are different from other people. And for me, that's one of the reasons why I love traveling, because it helps me see other cultures, other ways of doing life, other ways of being. And they reflect certain things and certain aspects of myself, and for me that's very interesting to experience and to realize that I might be doing some good things, or there might be things that I can improve in the way I live, or in the way I do things myself. So yeah, I think that's very powerful. And once we are aware of these things, we can choose to keep them more, to improve them more, to appreciate them even more. So when you went to the States, how was it for you from a gratitude standpoint? Like, did you feel that people were more inclined to be more appreciative towards you, or I don't know, did you see something different from that point of view?
Right. So I guess, once again, stumbling upon the point we were making just now, I think it comes back to the same kind of perspective where, you know, it's only recently that I got to start thinking about like treating everything I meet in life with significance, right? Which is actually becoming like a big thing of me right now in my life. And like, it's like I said, like, it's only recently. I think thinking back about the experience, everything I experienced in America, I think that was the thinking that was lacking at that time. I think, like I said, you know, it was a lot more capitalistic, I guess. Like, things were more plastic. It felt like more plastic. Things felt more like less authentic, more money driven, more. Whereas like in Japan, it's really funny you brought it up, because it's only after I came back to Japan, after like years of spending in America, I came back here, you know, started living here, and recently, like really, I don't know what it was, but something really, I guess one kind of emotion really started growing inside of me. And also, it's probably accumulation of different things. I've already started a company before this, but I guess, you know, it's accumulation of like me trying to hustle, me like trying to live humble, me failing at businesses, or me like, you know, really experiencing life, gave me new perspective and gave me capacity to have empathy for different things. And I think, yeah, there's to some degree, it has to do with the fact that I'm doing all this new learning and growth in Japan, that out of nowhere, one day I just thought, wow, like I need to treat everything I encounter in life with significance. And before, like, for example, if I meet someone and let's say I get irritated of someone, right? Like there was no, like zero millimeter space for me to stop and think, I need to treat this person with significance, this living with significance. Like the thought of that never came across in my mind when I was in America. It was more, maybe has to do a little bit with maturity too. But in America, it was almost like I was in a mindset of scarcity a little bit more. Of like, what's in it for me all the time? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it was the culture around me all the time as well. And I think over time I evolved. And my another thing is like, I don't like blaming usually, right? Like including that was me. Like it's not the culture, it's not America, it's not nobody made me to do it. Nobody hold a knife next to me and said, you have to be not grateful, otherwise you'll die, right? Like nobody made me to do it. It was me. Yeah. But I guess over time, I completely take my full ownership of who I was and what I've been through. I mean, who I was in that sense. But I guess, yeah, it was only after I came back to Japan, I started kind of like being less and less scarcity, and it has to do with a mix of things, like I said, but I think one of them being that all that growth experience happening in Japan.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
And it was actually pretty beautiful switch. Like I never really thought of that until very recently. Yeah, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. It does. And I think this idea of treating people and experiences with significance is a really beautiful way of actually looking for gratitude. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting.
And honestly, sometimes I even question myself, like, am I doing this so that I can be liked by someone, you know? Like, I mm-hmm. sometimes question myself because I don't want to do that to be liked by someone, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And my answer to that always comes like, well, it's like I have a macro empathy. Like I have a, in macro, my mission is like, I just want, even if you're mean to me, and even if my opinion is different from yours or whatever, like even if we have differences, like in the end of the day, like I still want you to have a good life, you know? Like I still in a deathbed, like in a day you're dying, literally you're in your deathbed. What do I, like sincerity, what do I really wish for you is I just want you to say, wow, like I'm so blessed that I was born into my body, you know? Like I loved my life. Like, and I think it's so important. Like, even if I don't like you, even if you're mean to me, whatever, like in the end, like in the end of the day, like that's all I have for you, like in macro. Yeah. And I think that's what treating everyone with significance. And I think that actually becomes a fuel sometimes for my, not even sometimes, I guess my whole life mission, I decided to predicate it around that. So that's how I made the Life Up Education TV.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I also wanted to ask you about your book, about the game of self-domination. I'm really curious why you chose domination.
Yeah, so I chose self-domination because, well, first of all, I chose the game of self-domination. The game part is basically to say, it's how I describe my life. Life in a sense that it's all on you. It, like, you know, everything is your fault. Like you have to take responsibility, accountability for everything you do. So that's one message. And then the second message is, that's not to say that you have to blame yourself. The second thing is, you have to operate with practicality. Like, you're stupid. You're human. You're stupid. Like, you're not supposed to be perfect. And the thing is, you know, the amazing thing about life is, you can start over anytime, however, how much ever you fuck up. You can get back up and you can start over again. So it's just like a game. Like, even if you did the most horrible thing in the world, whatever, as long as you decide you're not going to give up on yourself, which comes with self-domination, you can start over again anytime until you succeed. And that's the message that's integrated in the portion of the game. So you can start again and again. And then self-domination is a portion to describe everything is your fault. Like, for the first step for you to be happy is to start taking responsibility for your own action. You can never blame on someone, including yourself. You can never blame anyone for taking whatever the decision. And in reality is, blaming happens because you're emotional being. Blaming would not happen if you're not emotional being. So there it comes logical thinking. There it comes practical thinking, right? And the self-domination really requires you to have discipline in a sense that you need to be willing. You are the one who is willing to get to work. You are the one who's willing to work on yourself, right? Like that's your job. No one's going to help you. Like no one feels sorry for you, right? You feel sorry for yourself, but no one else is. So it's your responsibility to get on your feet and keep trying. And I don't, like, no one, or ideally, like, I don't personally, I never judge anyone based on their status. I always judge on their attitude, because that's what matters in the end of the day, I think. So that's, you know, part of the self-domination, right? The same safe self-domination game. And another part is basically, it has this element of, once again, practical thinking and logical thinking. But that still comes from the willingness. I guess my biggest message with the portion of self-domination is, it's all on you. It's your willingness that helps you ultimately. Not money, not your perfect girlfriend, not your perfect wife, not your perfect husband, no one, not your cat, no one. It's you. You need to help yourself. So that's the message.
Yeah, I think it's a really strong message. It can be a little tough for mm-hmm. some people, mm-hmm. and but it doesn't mean that it's not true, and that we have the responsibility. And I love this wording. It's responsibility is actually the ability to respond. If we mm. don't have that, if we don't own that ability, we're giving it away basically. And that's so true that it's up to us. When we have the ability to respond, mm-hmm. we can respond in a healthy way. If mm-hmm. if we don't have that, it's much harder for us, and we tend to drift away. And it's really interesting. I'm just making this connection that there are two states of the brain, and one is reactive and one is responsive.
Mm.
When we react, we basically react on based on our instincts, like it's something more emotional. When we respond, we are using the higher level parts of our brain that can actually help us use our logical thinking, the things that we've learned, and our capacity to control ourselves and to choose rationally what we want. And it's really beautiful how basically, by taking responsibility, indeed, we are accessing that part of our brain that can actually help us through different situations in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you summarized it perfectly, because that's my whole point. Like, I don't do well on the facts, or I don't do well on perceived, impossible reality. But I focus on production. Once again, coming from the entrepreneurial background, I always focus on production, creation, making progress. And when you can focus on that, in my opinion, you gain the access to ultimate gratitude as well, because you're not dwelling on what was impossible, but instead you're always figuring out the solution. So my big thing is, like, don't dwell on the data, don't dwell on the facts, or don't dwell on the what seemed impossible, what is impossible, but focus on production, focus on creating the story that serves you, instead of, complaining and whining, screaming about your problem, because nobody cares, basically.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
So that's my very big thing.
Yeah. Honestly, I believe that there are people that care and that are willing to help. But at the end of the day, it's up to us to own it and to do something about it. Like, there are people that can help us, but they can't fix it for us.
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah.
Maybe I I could reword it slightly better way, because I do care too for people who suffer. Like I do hope that suffering ends. But in the end of the day, like, I believe in tough love a lot too, because that's how I respond the better, the best. And in the end of the day, like, I believe that I'm not here to live people's challenges on their behalf, because the way I describe ultimate happiness is I borrowed the quote from ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle, where he says happiness is virtue activity of the soul. And basically this is to say that your virtue are tested throughout your life. And only by overcoming your adversities and challenges, you become who you really are, who you really are meant to be. So instead of like going somewhere, instead of like externally finding the person that you are meant to be, but in this saying, it's like coming back to who you really are, who you are really meant to be through experiencing the life, right? And according to that, basically, that's to say the challenges are there to make you stronger in the sense that who you in who you are, right? And then no one should take that opportunity from you. You should be having every single challenges you are having right now in order for you to be stronger, in order for you to be who you mean to be. So that's ultimate happiness in my definition. That's why I believe in, like, I purposely don't want to help people. I mean, of course, I would like listen to people and, you know, I would encourage them and stuff like that. And I want a good for them. But because I want a good for them, ultimately, I don't want to live their challenges on behalf, because I don't think that's going to be their happiness later on. So, yeah, maybe you're right. Like, it's for my thing is I do care. But in the end of the day, like, blaming and, you know, bitching about your situation won't do anything. And if you have that time to dwell, like why don't you already start working on the problem and then fix it so that you can be a better person? But yeah, that's just a side note.
Yeah, it's true. I think it's all about empowering people and making them realize that they can spend their time, instead of dwelling on the problem, on the issue at hand, they can be doing something about it, and they can be growing in that period. Mm-hmm. And I totally agree with that. And I think it's much, much better for us to use the time that we have to create the most beautiful version of ourselves, instead of just dwelling on the things that aren't right in our life. And that's why I believe gratitude is so important, because it can help us see the resources that we have at hand that can help us create that beautiful version of ourselves, and also grow. I think it's a beautiful way in which we can grow as well. So since we're nearing the end of our time together, let our audience know. Yeah, it was very fast.
Yeah, it was very fast.
I wanted to ask you, where can our audience find you? Where can they see your work?
Yeah, so my name is, once again, it's Natsune Oki. I'm an author of The Game of Self-Domination. I'm also a host at Life Up Education TV. You can find me at lifeupeducationtv.com. You can also find me under Life Up Education TV for pretty much all social, including Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Beautiful. All right. So, and for the people that might want to do a startup in Japan?
Yeah. So my company is called foreignconnect.org. So you can just search me at foreignconnect.org and you can just contact me there.
Awesome. Awesome. So thank you very much for being here with us, for sharing your wisdom, and for sharing the different ideas that you've experimented in the two cultures.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me today.
My pleasure.
If you know that you don't need to be rich to feel abundant and grateful, then this course is for you. There are so many courses out there teaching you to get rich and to get rich fast. In my experience, being able to maintain a state of gratitude and abundance is far more valuable than getting rich. So I want to invite you on this 7-week journey from lack to abundance, because I would really love for you to experience more and more abundance in your life. The first step on this journey is to click the link in the description or go to georgianbenta.com/abundance.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundance course. That's georgianbenta.com/abundance course to join me now.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundance course. That's georgianbenta.com/abundance course to join me now.